From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Police in Dallas, Texas say three suspects are in custody and a fourth is dead, hours after snipers killed five police officers during a coordinated attack on a peaceful demonstration. Seven officers and two civilians were wounded in the ambush, the city's mayor said on Friday morning. It's being reported that the slain attacker was killed by a police robot, and he claimed not to be part of any terror organization. The attack occurred Thursday evening during a protest against the killing of two black men by white police officers in Minnesota and in Louisiana. The attack marks the deadliest day for U.S. law enforcement since September 11, 2001. U.S. President Barack Obama called the shootings a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack on officers who were performing their jobs.
I'd ask all Americans to say a prayer for these officers and their families. Keep them in your thoughts. And as a nation, let's remember to express our profound gratitude to our men and women in blue, not just today, but every day.
Speaking in Warsaw, where he's attending a NATO summit, Obama said police have an extraordinarily difficult job, and the shootings are a wretched reminder of the hazards police face. Dallas Police Chief David Brown said the suspects have not given any indication about why they launched the attack on officers. Just days after the deadliest bombing in Iraq's history, Islamic State terrorists have killed at least 35 people and wounded scores more Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of Baghdad. The attack on the Sayyid Mohammed shrine included several suicide bombers, guns, and mortar fire. In another development, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has fired the head of security in Baghdad. From Washington, this is VOA. President Barack Obama announced Wednesday that U.S. troop numbers in Afghanistan are set to decrease by 1,400 at year's end. The Defense Department, though, has not yet come up with a specific plan for trimming its force. U.S. President Barack Obama and leaders from the 27 other NATO member states are meeting in Warsaw, Poland, to discuss a range of issues, including Britain's exit from the EU and Russia's growing threats to the security bloc's eastern members. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from Warsaw.
It is being called the most critical NATO summit since the end of the Cold War. U.S. President Barack Obama began 2 days of crucial meetings in Warsaw with Brexit as the number one item on Friday. After talking with EU leaders Friday, Obama said he is absolutely confident Britain and the EU will work toward a smooth transition.
Also on the agenda in Warsaw is Russia's growing threats to NATO's eastern members. Officials say NATO's posture for the first time in a quarter century is shifting from reassurance to deterrence. Jens Stoltenberg is Secretary General of NATO.
We don't want a new Cold War. The Cold War is history, and it should remain history. We will continue to seek constructive and meaningful dialogue with Russia.
On Saturday, Obama will meet with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko to discuss a Russian peace deal that faltered last year in hopes of easing tensions between Moscow and Kiev. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile programs. General Thomas Vandala, the chief of staff for U.S. forces in Korea, and South Korea's Deputy Minister of Defense, Ryo Jae-sung, made the announcement during a joint briefing in Seoul on Friday.
North Korea's continued pursuit of ballistic missiles and weapons of mass destruction in opposition to its commitments to the international community require our alliance to ensure that we retain the ability to defend ourselves in the face of this threat.
THAAD is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final or terminal phase of flight. It has so far proven effective against short and medium-range ballistic missiles. Beijing's foreign minister said the missile defense system deployment is not beneficial to maintaining peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and can seriously harm the security of countries in the region, including China. Pyongyang has also lashed out at the U.S. and South Korean announcement. At least two people are dead and 66 others injured after a typhoon slammed into Taiwan's eastern coast on Friday. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.